Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Mitch Wertley with VPR News. Secretary of State Jim Kondo says it is unfortunate that the U.S. Postal Service has sent postcards to all Vermont voters containing some inaccurate voting information. But Kondo does not believe it will hurt participation in the November election. A postcard was sent to voters in all 50 states reminding them they could, quote, request a mail-in ballot at least 15 days before the election. Vermont is one of 9 states where ballots will automatically be sent to all active registered voters. No request is needed. Kondo says the postcard fails to take into consideration that states determine election laws.
And that's kind of difficult to do when all 50 states have 50 different sets of election laws. The important parts of this are start today, give yourself and your election officials ample time to complete the process.
Kondo says ballots will begin to be sent out next Monday and that the process could take a week. About 100 demonstrators gathered outside Burlington's City Hall Monday night and staged what they call Occupy Church Street. It was the 21st day of protests demanding the firing of city police officers Joseph Coro, Corey Campbell, and Jason Bellavance. Three officers were investigated following use of force incidents in 2018 and 2019 that involved black residents, as well as a white man who later died. Both city and police officials have said the three officers cannot be fired without breaking the union contract. A city council committee will meet on Wednesday, however, to discuss who makes disciplinary decisions on police conduct. Recent hazy skies over much of New England are the result of smoke from intense wildfires in the western part of the United States. Brooke Tabor, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Burlington, says the smoke is being carried by the jet stream, creating hazy conditions throughout the Northeast.
Otherwise, with such strong high pressure, we would see beautiful blue skies across the area. It should make for some nice sunsets the next couple of days, though.
Tabor says the haziness will likely continue for several more days, but he says because the smoke is high above the ground, it has not yet caused poor air quality in the Northeast. The eye in the sky forecast for today, some patchy valley fog early on, sunshine after that filtered through smoky haze. Highs 60 to 65 north, in the 60s in the Champlain Valley and south today. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.